This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Obama was elegant with lies. Trump is brutal with truth. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Great comment. It was made by Ryan Fournier, a buddy of mine who does some work with TPUSA. A very, very sharp kid. I've met him multiple times. He's got a great future ahead of him, and he's exactly right. Barack Obama, elegant with lies, made lies look sexy, man, you know.
Listen, you can keep your plan. You can keep your doctor. That's just the way it is.
Oh, but, sir, we can't keep our plan or our doctor.
Well, you know, that's not exactly what I said.
He's elegant. He made lying like look like an art. Lying for him was an art. The dude lied through his teeth. He lied about everything. He lied to the people that even, you know, mattered to him. He lied to them. What they were going to get out of stuff. Supposed to be so smart, yet didn't make a policy decision that, I mean, honestly, idiots make better decisions. I jokingly said Barack Obama should just go, here's what I think, and do opposite. And he would have been a spectacular president. He would have been 98%. He would have been Trump. Ooh, that one hurt him, right? Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm going to tell you, in this hour, we're going to cover why it actually would be a good idea if Barr did not prosecute Barack Obama, even though we know all the signs point to Barack Obama. I mean, I covered a lot of that in the first hour. But Obama and Biden were crooked. I can't imagine what went through their head when Trump lost, because so many things hinged on Hillary winning, and they had stacked the deck in a way that would probably could never happen again in history. Hillary Clinton was it. Everybody had been tipped off. The Brits, the Australians, Canada, all the countries in the world, all these people Hillary said were calling her to ask her, you know, how do you let that wild man run around out there in the United States? Why don't you do something about it now, Madam President? Hillary was like, well, normally I would just have him killed. That's what we do, me and Bill do with people we don't like, or we destroy them. Like Juanita Broderick or, you know, some of these other women accusers of Bill Clinton. And it's funny because I think they believe the hype. Hillary Clinton believes that she has convinced America that Bill Clinton never sexually abused any woman, never raped them, never hit on them. Monica Lewinsky was a figment of our imaginations. You get what I'm saying? They believe their lies the same way we invest in the truth. And I want you to really consider that as a concept, that somebody gets so invested in their lie, they will make their lie the truth. It doesn't matter. I was watching Billions the other day, and the kid of Bobby Axelrod, who's the billionaire that the show is focused on, his kid tries to set up an illegal trading system, like a Bitcoin kind of manipulation scheme at his school, and he shuts down the entire city, the grid, electricity. So this is a very prestigious school, you know. If you get kicked out, you get banished into the world of ordinary schools where our kids go. So Axelrod flies up, and he says, how fat of a check do I need to write you to get out of this? And the guy says, the headmaster of the school is like, hey, there is no check that can get you out of this. We have a standard. You know, we have a moral code, ethics, blah, blah, blah. And you're not going to buy your way out of it. And Axelrod's mad. He's used to getting his way. He's thinking, I'll write you a check for $100 million. I mean, this is the way these things work. And this isn't a good example for his kid to say, Dad will come in, swoop in, and buy your way out. But anyway, so he threatens the headmaster in front of his kid. And the headmaster goes, you can threaten me all you want. You know, it's not going to happen. So the billionaire wants dirt on the headmaster, and he says, go get me dirt. I want to ruin this guy's life because my son is going to stay in this school. And if you see the episode, if you watch the series, you know what I'm talking about. And you may be torn. You may be like, well, you know, it was schoolboy shenanigans, blah, blah, blah. It shouldn't impact the kid's future, yada, yada, yada. Maybe the headmaster's being a little bit too dogmatic about morals and ethics and all that. And, of course, Axelrod, the billionaire, he went overboard, but he's also teaching his son that he stands up for his father. There's all kinds of lessons there. But at the core of it is that there are people out there who your kid can make the mistake, and they want you to go down for it. And that's where we are. You are watching Democrats. I'm not saying Axelrod's a Democrat. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, in the show, he seems to play politics pretty loose. But, you know, what I'm getting at here, the Barack Obamas of the world, they don't see. There's no right and wrong. It's what I need when I need it. That's what dictates right versus wrong. That's it. So anyway, we're going to get to Barr and why he, even with that as the backdrop, may not want to prosecute Barack Obama. And I know many of you are going to, you know, I mean, I want to see Obama go down because I believe we must show that president or ex-president, you are not above the law. Barack Obama is effectively out there mocking people. But when I tell you what this strategy is, and the person who wrote this piece, I think you'll say, that's pretty slick. So anyway, glad you guys are here listening to me. This was, I mentioned this earlier, we already talked about it, that it looks like what Barack Obama and Susan Rice did in this whole scenario with Flynn, And their targeting of Donald Trump, trying to get Trump, was what they wanted to do was keep their fingerprints off of stuff, and they let the Brits run interference for him. And I'm curious as to how all of this is going to play out, because here's what's interesting to me. It's confusing when you look at all the timelines and who said what and when did they do it, and this meeting happened at the White House during the transition, et cetera, et cetera. It gets a little confusing. But what I'll tell you is, I'm starting to get a little clarity. I don't know if you are. I'm getting some clarity of how the setup began, how Flynn was used as a pawn. And I'm believing this. If I'm starting to get clarity, it means we're getting close. I know Durham added some new people to this investigation, but I think he's getting danger close. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are and we're only here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
Yeah.
Normally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe. Yeah.
Oh, boy, people are fighting the lockdown all over the country. Governors are being, people are dismissing the governors and the mayors of these cities. Oh, they're arresting a few folks. They're going to do these Gestapo tactics. Never in America, at any time in America would I believe that a healthy person wanting to go to a gym or wanting to go out to a park could get arrested. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. Oh, my gosh. Oh, shoot. What happened? There we go. So, yeah, this is just, it's draconian to say the least when you know, we've grown up free, and that freedom is under attack. But let me tell you, that's actually a good thing. Not that we're under attack. It's a good thing that people are experiencing it, that they're going, what just happened here? How in the world am I not able to go do this? This is something we don't understand that feeling. We've never been imprisoned. We've never been enslaved. And so it's now, it's fight or flight, and we're fighting. There were, I talked about this the other day. There was a flotilla in Florida. You had to see it. One of my friends was actually there with her family and said, you wouldn't believe it, Kevin. She goes, we were out on the water, and all these boats were just Trump, bum, bum, bum. All across the nation. The news media is not going to show you these, but all across the nation, people are gathering in parks and beaches, etc. And they're loving freedom. I want you to think about that from a concept point of view. Forget the nonsense. It's all the white noise. What are people enjoying when they get out of their house? What are they finally feeling, right? They're feeling that sense of freedom. They had never been enslaved. They'd never been put away. You ever been in a closet or put in? I mean, I remember one time my older brother, he would put, you know, lock me in a closet, and I'd beat on it. Bah, 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 you better let me out. You better let me out. When I would get out, you know what it felt like? Excuse me. It felt like freedom. That extra little space. So people got out of their houses and went, you know, somewhere else, and they felt that extra space. They had never felt entrapped. That feeling you had as a child, where you were afraid because you got in a confined area, it came back. And then it got relaxed, and you felt what, folks? Give me the word. I want to hear it. I want to hear you say it. Freedom. That's what you felt. Now, let's talk about Make America Great Again. Let's talk about the thing that defines the American spirit, all of it. What defines us? If you were to give me one word, I've given you a clue. If you were to give me one word that defines that for you, what would that word be? And mine is freedom. I don't know what yours is. Mine is the ability to go do what I want to do, be what I want to be with whom I want to be with, etc. That freedom. That's what we're all seeking. That's what, believe it or not, the LGBT community, what they want is their version of freedom. Let me have sex with whomever I choose. Okay. If that's what you define as freedom, have it. It isn't my definition, but have it. Think of the millions and millions of people who never thought about freedom. What does freedom, maybe I'm over-glamorizing it here, but when I think of freedom, I think of that flag. I think of the military. I think of capitalism and all those things that allow me to have this freedom. That's what I think of. And what I'm getting at is millions of more Americans now have that feeling. They're out there going, you know what? I hadn't thought about this until they locked me down. Hadn't felt that. They know Trump is fighting to get rid of this dreaded Chinese Wuhan, the whole thing. He's doing his part, but people are fighting him. They're fighting against freedom. Look, I don't know why all this is playing into Trump's hands. I have my suspicions. I believe that God is watching all of this. That's why we're making MAGA the movie. A big, beautiful movie, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And it's about why God chose Trump. That's what we're talking about. That's what we feel like has happened. I don't know if you feel that way, but we do. People all over the country, folks, are ecstatic about our president. They can't wait to vote for this man. I suspect you're among them. I believe that you wish you could vote today, right now. You would get off your butt. You'd go do it. If they said, everybody who could get here in the next hour, you're going to pick the president, we would have more conservatives rushing to the polls than any other group. I'm convinced of this. I'm convinced if you were allowed to, you'd vote multiple times for him. If, I mean, whatever it would take, you would do it. I'm not saying illegally. I'm saying if it, whatever you would be allowed to do in order to further the cause of conservatism, a.k.a. Donald Trump, you'd be willing to do it. I guarantee you, folks, Democrats are not chomping at the bit to vote for Joe Biden. And they're not chomping at the bit to vote for anything that has to do with the Democrats. Democrats are leaving their party, and for good reason. They get it. There is a large faction of Democrats out there who say, we're done with this party because we figured them out. The people that we thought had our best interests in mind don't. And I'm telling you, all of this corona, all these things are playing into the hands. If you don't believe me, go look at the polling on, you know, how Trump's doing in the wake of the coronavirus, in the wake of whatever scandals that are out there. I don't know of any that are out there for him. I know of a lot of them out there for Democrats. But go look at any of the polling, and you know what you get? You get a horrible surprise if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you get a great surprise. Donald Trump holds his own every poll. I saw one, though. It has to be like CNN, Wall Street Journal, Joe Biden gaining on Trump. If you want to believe that, believe it. Look, I live in the real world. I know where things are. I know how people are thinking. I also talk to them. And there's no amount of leftism that will convince me otherwise that Donald Trump is way ahead. Anyway, crazy, more craziness when we get back. Tennis balls.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says more than 2.4 million Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That means more than 38 million people have filed first-time claims since the coronavirus pandemic began. Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com. He reminds us,
each claim represents a worker who has been displaced from their job, and in many cases, those are people who are earning money for a family. So this shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, as we must, but this takes an economic toll.
Former Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe is now the nation's director of national intelligence. The Senate confirmed Ratcliffe on Thursday. He replaces Dan Coats, who resigned last summer. Two acting directors have been filling in since then. Coats, a former Republican senator from Indiana. This is USA Radio News. A scary situation as things begin to slowly and safely reopen in Arizona. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a recently reopened shopping and entertainment complex in suburban Glendale, Arizona last night. Mayor Jerry Waters says the virus lockdown served as an unlikely hero in the incident, as only three people ended up injured.
The pandemic very likely could have possibly been a lifesaver tonight because of the smaller crowds.
The suspect is making his first court appearance on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is saying that another coronavirus relief package may be needed, despite many in the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress saying that consideration of such a bill is premature. Mnuchin making his comments during a virtual event with the political website The Hill on Thursday. Earlier in May, Mnuchin said that the administration should use a more wait-and-see approach. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
That was Pelosi's little try to stab at the president, and he had a comment back for her. He got asked about it, and here's what the president had to say.
Last night, Nancy Speaker of House Nancy Pelosi called you morbidly obese. I just wanted to know what you had to say in response.
Oh, I don't respond to her. I think she's a waste of time.
It wasn't so much what he said, it was how he said it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The president effectively dismissed. He was like, psst, whatever, she's nothing. She's nobody. Very flippantly. This is a guy that knows his role, knows where he stands, very confident. And that confidence is what people sense. I talked to you earlier in the broadcast. Freedom. Freedom and confidence. Ask people what they want. A woman wants, and I'm going to generalize a little bit, but I'm going to say in a relationship, a woman wants, this is psychological studies, by the way. This isn't just Kevin Jackson here. But they want protection and safety. That's what they want. At our core, that's what we want. We have to have those very basic needs met. And Trump meets those basic needs. There is, if you feel safe with Biden in control of anything in your life, I don't know anybody who does. You'd be fooling yourself to believe that Biden has your best interest. He's got your back. He's a career bureaucrat who knows only one thing, survival of his role. That's it. If you don't think that's translating with the people in America and around the world, people that respect Donald Trump, how much I can do for you? Can't help you. Anyway, President Trump was dismissive. Pelosi's trying to be petty because the Democrats, you know, when they go low, we go high. You know, it's whatever. So, Pelosi, he's morbidly obese. Let me tell you why the Democrats can't get any traction with Donald Trump. Because they are vicious liars. They want you to not believe your lying eyes. Trump is not morbidly obese. Do you know what morbidly obese looks like? Of course you do. Here's a president that moves around. He's 70 plus years old, and I've never viewed him as a 70-year-old guy. Never. I venture to say many of you feel the same. Many of you, if you're listening to my program, you're probably over 40, probably over 50. I mean, I know my demographic. Not that I don't appeal to younger people, because if they listen to the show, they'd like it too. But I'm saying, I know my demographic. 70-year-olds listening to this program, here's what you're saying. I would trade to have Donald Trump's energy than the energy I have. I don't know what the dude does. I don't know if he's made a deal with the devil. But he's the only president I know who looks younger or the same age as he did when he got in after his first term. Obama looked like he'd been rode hard and put up wet. So many of you listening to the program are going, shoot, Donald Trump, that dude is Herculean in what he does. It's crazy, man, that what that guy's in. So when they say he's morbid obese, it's Nancy Pelosi telling you, oh, well, he's morbid obese. And you're like, he's not morbid obese. Well, guess what you do when she says, we need a $3 trillion stimulus. We don't need a $3 trillion stimulus. The Russians were influencing it. The Russians didn't influence it. It's the same reaction. They've trained us in the old way to believe everything they said. Now they're training us to go, what did you just say? What did you just say? What did you? Yeah, you get it? They don't, apparently. I can't wait to see the next round of fundraising numbers. And I know Trump's got a huge advantage over Biden, and you're starting to see the commercials. I've seen a few Trump commercials. I saw one Biden commercial, but I bet I'm seeing, no exaggeration, 10 to 1, Trump versus Biden. And most of the thing, here's what I remember. I don't remember anything about Biden's commercial. And I'm not even trying to, it's not an ideological thing. I'm saying I haven't seen it enough for it to register. I do remember Trump's. He says Biden is in bed with China. That's what he says. I remember that message not because I'm a political ideologue. It's because Trump's message is it's constant. They keep bringing it up. Anyway, here's some more reason for my optimism. So there's a real clear politics average of the Trump-Biden matchup. And the first thing they notice, they said, is that Biden has always led that matchup, at times by double-digit margins. But those are national polls. And as frustrated Democrats have been complaining for the past 3.5 years, our presidential elections are not a nationwide referendum. Instead, the Electoral College decides the outcome, which is why Trump became president, despite losing by the national popular vote. By nearly 3 million votes. Now, I'll stop there and tell you, I don't believe those numbers either. I believe there was cheating. I believe all kinds of stuff. But the bigger point is, it doesn't matter. 3 million votes or Trump lost by 500,000 national vote, doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter much more this time. And here's why. Donald Trump will get so many more of the national vote that there will be no question that he's won the popular vote. And, of course, the Electoral College vote. But I just wanted to stop to make that distinction. Now, moving on, there is a bigger issue here. A bigger issue. Clinton, they say, amassed her popular vote majority in a handful of solidly blue states, winning California with a 4.3 million vote margin, New York by 1.7 million, and Illinois by 940,000, Massachusetts by 900,000, a handful of lopsided wins in states that the Trump campaign never contested, thus entirely explains the phenomena. Because any nationwide poll will reflect the same influence of lopsided Democrat margins in a few large blue states. Biden's persistent lead in such polls must be discounted in terms of their power to predict the outcome in November. Now, you're getting a hint as to why these polls are meaningless. And I'm glad somebody, I don't have time to study everything, but I'm glad somebody studied this, because as soon as I saw it, I was like, huh, exactly. It explained that gut feel that I'm always trying to convey on the program, where I go, look, guys, I don't care what they're telling you in the big picture. I'm talking to little Joe Schmo, the cake baker, and here's what he's saying. And this is what this report is. So he says, take a closer look at these head-to-head matchups. And they said, it gives us some reason to doubt Biden's electability is a decisive factor, as the Democratic kingmakers have claimed. Biden's greatest lead in the RCP, that's the Real Clear Politics poll average, a margin of nearly 12 points last September, has shrunk steadily. Not because Trump has become more popular. Instead, while Trump's poll average has hovered in the range between 41 to 45.6, Biden's average has declined from a high of nearly 53 last September down to 47.6 as of Wednesday, which was the time that I got this information from my producers. It says this trend is remarkable when you consider everything that's happened in recent months as Trump went from the impeachment ordeal to the COVID-19 crisis. Democrats and their media allies have savagely criticized Trump's leadership in the pandemic. They called it the orange man bad disease, but polls indicate it's done little damage to the president among his core supporters. Instead, it's Biden who suffered declining support, losing 3.6 in this Real Clear average that was dated March 21st. Now they say, do these numbers mean anything? Polls are not predictions, as any pollster will tell you, and we can't rely on poll numbers to forecast outcomes 6 months ahead of an election. 4 years ago, May of 2016, Clinton enjoyed a 6-point lead over Trump in the RCP average, and we know how that story ended. In retrospect, we can see that Clinton suffered from being perceived as the establishment choice, representing status quo. Look, I don't want to bore you with the details. Let me just cut to the chase. What they're saying about this polling is, when you poll at the national level, you get the feel of what the narrative want, what they want you to believe. Like, they wanted us to believe Hillary Clinton was going to win. So the polls reflected that. But when you get into the granular, when you get down to the level of the average Joe, and you start polling in, you know, Schenectady, in, Middle Tennessee, etc., you get a real view. And that shrinking that's happening with Biden shows that not only is Trump winning in the narrative, he's also winning in that little guy view. That is the reason why I remain so optimistic and why you could be optimistic as well. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Thousands of meatpacker workers got sick, got the virus, and some died.
Couldn't even remember the name of the coronavirus and died. And it was Joe Biden just trying to sell that fear. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about these polls, I'm talking about signs, things that you can look at. Touch, feel, understand that is a nebulous that really makes you go, wait a minute, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about this. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to. Thanks for being here. Let me give you one that's crazy. I want you to understand the level of crazy that's gone into the lockdown and the coronavirus. And I've been talking about it. I've been teasing it for a couple of days, but we got to play this clip because I love this clip. This is a woman talking about, she's a Nassau executive, and she's talking about tennis balls and how to execute proper social distancing, if you will, in the sport of tennis. Probably one of the most, I mean, other than playing wall tennis or bike riding or something, things you do by yourself, tennis has got to be the least. You're out in fresh air. You're certainly socially distanced. You cross on the other side of the net from each other. You're on the other end of the court for the most part. I mean, outside of shaking hands at the end, which you can avoid, it's a perfect sport to showcase the new norm, as the left would like to have it. But anyway, here's this woman talking about tennis.
Unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on that.
I swear, that has to be one of the funniest clips. The cops are standing behind her in mask, and you can see their facial expression. You can see them laughing behind the mask, and then their bodies start to, like, go back. Like, oh, man, yeah, just hysterical. And what is this about? This is about a Nassau executive. In New York, trying to teach people how to socially distance with tennis. This is so insane that this is the level that it's gone to, where there's a press conference over this. Can you think about the productivity drain on this country with everything that's been done around this stupid hoax, the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020? New signs that have gone up at every building. Go into a store. We are COVID friendly. COVID this. If it's not a manufactured sign, I'm talking about one that's made by a professional. It's somebody handwriting a sign saying, oh, we are now serving our lunches and dinners outside, and you can pick it up here, and this is how many people we can have in, and we observe all the rules, the new rules of blah, blah, blah. It's a productivity drain. That's what we did. That's what we managed to accomplish. And then they wonder, why do people gravitate to Trump? Well, because all these things that people, when somebody's got to come and lecture you about how to play tennis, you go, you think to yourself, are you serious? Are you serious? Ask yourself all the things that are going on. Oh, we do touchless delivery. Do you think the average person is going, well, what did you do before? They get it. And every time the Democrats reach for something else, they find out Americans get it. They get it more than you can even imagine. And they get it so much that even the media can't keep it out of the media. Go look at the stories that really shouldn't see the light of day, that, or you go, man, I'm really surprised. If you find yourself saying, I'm really surprised the media mentioned this, you kind of know where you are, because you should be surprised. The media is not our friend. They are not going to form any narratives that support our points of view. So when you see it, you have to understand they've been forced to deliver the news to you, the real information. That's the problem. So I'm just highlighting a few of the crazy things that are going on there. But I want to continue with this real clear politics and the polling, because the big issue for everybody with this is Joe Biden's very significant drop from 53% down to like 47.5 in the so-called national polls, where they say he's beating Trump. And he's in a time when Donald Trump should be losing numbers. Donald Trump's at 45, depends on what poll you look at, between 45 to 49% popularity, at a time when People are massively unemployed. This virus is supposedly ravaging through us and so on and so forth. How is that possible? They can't figure it out. Imposters are going, we know we're doing the right thing. We know we're asking the right, they believe they are. Anyway, I don't believe them. I don't believe them. I don't believe polls because I don't even answer polls. And when I do, I tend to answer, you know, flippantly. I don't give them all the real answers. So I think many of you feel the same. So our polls are rarely representative, in my opinion, of conservative views because we like to play games with them. We understand what the game is. So you've got that working for you. Democrats seem to like polls. They like taking them. They like sharing their points of view. They want to get their attitude. You're social justice, man. So if there's anything on a poll that speaks to something that they can lie about, like they really care about blacks or spotted owls or baby seals or whatever. Yes, 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 yes. I'm a social justice warrior. And I pick up all my trash as they throw the cigarette butt on the ground. So whatever. It's never going to be an indicator. And what's freaking people out on the Democrat side is Biden's slide on the national level where Democrats should have an event. If you're going to feel good about a poll as a Democrat, it has to be done at the national level, the feel-good level. And they're not able to feel good, and they don't know why. And so Real Clear Politics is covering this, and they said, you know, with the COVID 19 pandemic has certainly done nothing to increase American confidence in the benefits of globalism. See Richard Schindler's recent American Spectator article. China's communist regime has played the villain and in the process has exposed the danger inherent in a policy of outsourcing manufacturing overseas. So what they're about to get into here are all the things that lead into this God overseeing this whole deal of, yeah, we thought this Chinese Wuhan would kill America, but Donald Trump's like, no, I've been warning you about China. I've been warning you about them for 3-4 years now. I've been telling you, you can't just ignore them. That's number one. Then this virus occurs. We know it originated there. And then they start, well, we're not going to ship you. We don't ship you masks. No, you're not going to get your mask. And we are going to put it. I mean, all this, the medications, when China goes, we can't even ship you Medicaid. We're not going to ship you medications. By the way, did you want it from China? So all that backfired on the Democrats and enhanced everything that Trump had to say. So that's what they're getting into. So they said it talked about if the United States cannot rely on domestic resources for basic health care supplies, what other strategic vulnerabilities were created by the trade imbalance with China? You don't have to be a xenophobic America First nationalist to see this as a problem in the wake of the coronavirus, which has arguably vindicated Trump's critique of the globalist agenda. And now that's the frightening surge in infections is apparently behind us. The challenge facing the country is how to recover from the economic damage. Who do voters believe is best qualified to lead America in the recovery? Dun, 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 dun. I'll let you figure that out. So they got different polls of varying numbers, blah, blah, blah. But they said, one can spot the obvious signs of trouble for Biden's campaign, including a recent poll which found that 22% of Bernie Sanders supporters says they don't plan to vote for Biden. CNN analysts last month found that the 77-year-old Biden underperforming with younger voters. That was before the media attention on Tara Reid's accusations of sexual misconduct. They polled him recently, found that 28% of Democrats now want Biden off the ticket. Never mind, of course, the visible evidence of Biden's declining mental acuity. Weak-ended Bernie's is what they were writing about. And oh yes, don't forget Biden's son got rich from a sweetheart deal. They say Trump may be flawed, have his weaknesses, but they are well known to the electorate. Biden's flaws and weaknesses have not been targeted in a sustained campaign. Folks, I'm giving you all the reasons that you can sleep good at night. Stay vigilant. You're going to have to get out there and vote, but our guy's in the driver's seat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.